Whenever we go to God, He is able to answer all our prayers. And even during the lockdown, I had so much prosperity, abundance. And I feel so lucky, so blessed that God has blessed me with all kinds of blessings, whatever it is that I desire. I live in Lamjung. That's where my house is, and God has blessed us with a really beautiful house there. She has another place where they live in Kathmandu, but she always had this desire, because her children were going to school in Kathmandu, so she always had this desire to have her own house in another area called Lamjung. But God is so gracious that He also blessed me with my own house that I was able to own in Kathmandu also. So I'm so thankful that God is blessing us so much, and that God restored peace in our house, in our families, that we're living such a good life together. In the beginning, there was only me in my village who was a believer, but now God has saved all of my family and all of my village now are believers, and they also believe in the one true God. Her sister used to really argue about God, and she did not believe. And earlier, whenever I used to leave my house, I would get sick and I would not be doing well. But since I've come to know God, God has taken away that problem, that I'm able to travel with no problem. And also my sister now doesn't protest or argue with me anymore. In Kathmandu, we have fellowships in so many different places in one day. And my desire is to live close to God, be close to Him, and never go far away from Him. I thank God that He has fulfilled all the desires of my heart. I thank God in the name of Jesus Christ, and I welcome all my teachers, leaders here visiting us from all parts of the world. Her name is Lakshmi Shakya. I used to live in Pokhara earlier, but now she has moved around here. I came to know about the one true God because I had many problems. I had a lot of devil spirits, and I used to shake a lot, and whatever I used to do, I had no idea what I was doing.
Thank you.
And she also had many, many miscarriages. She would, you know, get pregnant but then lose so many times, lose the baby many, many times. And my husband didn't have a great job. I don't know like how we were able to, you know, survive. And it's so important that when we come to fellowship, that we also come with great faith, because without faith, we cannot see signs, wonders, and miracles. When I used to come to the fellowship, the devil spirit would manifest itself in me. And even at night, I couldn't sleep without eating sleeping pills. And I used to drink a lot also. I was an alcoholic. But now, today, God has saved me from that life. He gives me peaceful sleep at night, that I'm able to sleep all through the night and I don't need to take sleeping pills anymore. So when I went to God, when I found out about the one true God, I went to fellowship and I decided to believe that God can change my life. That's when I started to see changes. And God blessed me with children, and my children are doing so well in school. And I encouraged my husband also that, you know, trust in God. God is able to supply all of our needs and He's able to do anything. A lot of people used to say that your children aren't doing so good in school and they were not able to read and speak at the right time as they were supposed to. But once I came to know God, they've been doing so well. And earlier I used to live in Pokhara, and I was not able to afford the rent over there. But now God has blessed me with my own house that I own, and I glorify God. I have fellowship at my house. I used to give this desire to God, that God, thank you, you have blessed me with a house of my own and that I will glorify you in this house. My son and my daughter, I used to be concerned about them all the time, whether they're studying, whether they're on the right path or not. And also to pay for their school and things like that, God recently made it available that my son was able to get like a scholarship kind of thing, where his education, he's able to do it for free. And my daughter also got a very good deal, like her school fee is like 50% off or something, like she doesn't have to pay the full amount for their fee.
To dance company, and I'm here and I'm here to run in Nazi or just up in a
And I'm so thankful that my children are doing so well in school and different things. So we don't look at the situation, we look at God. And then once our eyes are trained on God, focused on God, then God is able to do everything good. And my desire and prayer is that God glorifies Himself through me. God hears everybody's prayer, and we go to Him, we glorify Him with all of our heart. And God never wants to see His sons and daughters He doesn't want His sons and daughters to be sad, to be upset. He wants to build you up, encourage you. And my daughter really hurt her leg one day, and God encouraged me to speak to her and say, it's okay, you are okay, there's nothing wrong, you get up and you walk. Her body became very weak, and she would say, I don't have the strength to get up and walk myself. But I just spoke the words that God gave me and just said that, no, you get up, you walk, you are strong. And I got this strong desire to walk to this fellowship. There was a fellowship. I said that to God that I'm not gonna take her in a car. We are both going to walk and go. And that you have restored her strength and healed her leg, and you have made her completely whole. And we did that, and she has been completely healed since then. And my desire is to continue to do the things of God, and that God has blessed each one of you, and my love to all of you. I thank God in the name of Jesus Christ, and my greetings and love to all of you. God really encouraged me through the songs that they were singing at one of the fellowships that brought me a lot of faith. Whenever I used to hear praises being sung unto God, I would get very encouraged and blessed. God has delivered me from a lot of different kind of problems, situations. And God has given me spiritual healing as well. God has done many, many things for me in my life. I used to be very bitter and negative, and that's how I would see everything around me. But God has helped me in all things. So I started doing fellowship. And God spoke to me and said that I want to glorify myself mightily through you. I'm going to open up many, many fellowships through you. And God started sending many, many laborers, and I encouraged them that you can also do the things of God. And today God has given the truth to, for even a poor person to become rich. He has revealed the truth, how to make that happen. God has blessed each one of us. So we should honor God first with our finances. That's very important. And God gives the seed to sow, and He has made everybody rich. He has manifested this truth through everybody. So many people in fellowship who started to honor God with all their heart, put Him first, and then they saw a great result. A woman who didn't have any children for 9 years, God blessed her with a child, and God has helped save many, many people through me. And I continue to glorify God with all my heart. And even for me, God blessed me with a child after 12 years. And when I was pregnant, the doctor told me that the baby's heartbeat is very, very faint, and there were some problems, but I never believed or never paid attention to the things that the doctor would say. I only believed that God is taking care of my baby and that everything is good. And I continue to glorify God, continue to have fellowship. And when it was time for me to give birth, the doctor said that the baby's weight is very, very, he's only 2 kilos, 2 kilos, I don't know, so very, very less, and we need to operate in order for you to deliver the baby. And they told them that you need to, pay this much money for an operation. But I encouraged my husband also that whenever it's time for me to deliver the baby, God will help me have a normal delivery that I don't need to get operated on. So God is able to really take care of us. And really, when it was time for me to give birth, I was able to have a normal delivery. There was no need for any operation or anything. And I had a healthy baby. So I thank God that God has heard all of my prayers. and this is the time to glorify God. As we all know, if we even get a small cut on our arm or leg or anywhere, it is quite painful. But when I gave birth, I had no pain at all. God made it such a easy birth that I didn't feel any pain. And 3 days after I delivered my baby, I was running a fellowship. So God has done these great things for us. And God teaches us, you know, how we can heal, how we can encourage people. And there's so many testimonies of people who couldn't walk, they can walk now. Those who couldn't do other, like who were paralyzed, they are healed. And one woman who had very weak eyesight, she needed to wear glasses, strong glasses all the time, but now God restored her eyesight that she doesn't need to wear glasses anymore. And my desire is to just continue to stay connected to God and keep the things of God moving. So this is what I'd like to share.